Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, all of our friends along the way. A special interview brought to you by Clinch Gear at ClinchGear.com. Let's head down to Stillwater, Oklahoma, where we find the Cowboy Bus just loading for Omaha and the championships of the NCAA. Coach, congratulations on your Big 12 championship in Norman just a week and a half or so ago. How does that one work for you this year?
Well, you know, it was a good win for us. I mean, from the standpoint of we haven't been 3 years, a pretty young team that we have. Had to beat a senior team with Iowa State. So it was important for our program, you know, with being absent there on the top for 3 years, and definitely a motivator as we went into training for the national championship over the last 2 weeks.
As your boys, it seemingly lights were going on all over the place. You were on the edge, you were off the edge, you were near the doors. I mean, you were a multitude of different places, but I was watching your face, and what I saw there was I think some satisfaction, and the boys were getting it. They were understanding it. They were wrestling very hard. And in doing so, they picked up three individual titles and your ninth Big 12 title, 43rd overall. Pretty special indeed when the light bulbs come on, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the fun part of coaching. And you know, with this particular team, Scott, you know, when you think about it, preseason, I had one wrestler, Jared Rushall, ranked in the top eight. We knew we had some kids that had some talent on the team, and we was hoping to develop, but they don't always develop. And I think at the Big 12, it was a satisfaction from the standpoint of, you know, we have arrived. These guys have earned good things for them good things to happen for them. You know, so. Just really exciting to watch them wrestle and compete at the level that, you know, we're capable of doing, and now it's time to have our best performance.
It is one of the greatest one-year or so improvements. I think if you go back to the 2002-2003 season, that was an incredible year as well. But you looked at the performance of your 33-pounder Jordan Oliver, your 41-pounder and Jamal Parks, and your 84-pounder Clayton Foster, who we've gotten to know a bit on this program. They were all crowned Big 12 champs at the event. Now, my question on these guys is it just been a season of build, and have they yet to peak? Because they still look fresh at the end of the night at the McCausland Fieldhouse.
They did look fresh, and a lot of energy put into their matches, those three particular along with Rushall. I thought Rushall had a good match, a couple mistakes. Zabrinsky's a tough guy, a tough wrestler. They've gone back and forth over the years. I think even Zabrinsky's got a lead on Jared, probably heavyweight in the country that has a winning percentage against him. But a lot of energy, a lot of just embracing the challenge that they had. They knew they had tough matches. They knew it was going to take 7 hard minutes of and 7 minutes of looking for points and looking for opportunities to score. And I guess what's exciting from the standpoint of a coach is that, you know, I see them embracing the challenges that they have, and they know nothing's going to be easy, nothing's going to be given, and that's all putting you in the right frame of mind when you start embracing the challenge.
Well, you mentioned your Cowboy heavyweight and Jared Rushall taking a second spot at this year's 12, but holding down the first place spot longer than any other heavyweight in the country. Is this a year of the heavyweight, John? As I see it, we've gotten a whole lot of great heavyweights all of a sudden contending, and we traded that number one spot out since the beginning of the season some 5 times.
Isn't it something? Yeah. It's you know, we talk about the Big 12 being tough with Zabrinsky, Rochalt, Ellis, Tucker, and even Hernandez down at OU's. Very tough. But, you know, the champion may not even come from the Big 12. I mean, it's that competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's going to show up there for 3 days. It's going to win that. And he's got to be ready to win some one-point matches, maybe even some overtimes. If they're not ready to do that, you're not going to win. I think that we have a couple guys in the Big 12, Zabrinsky and probably Rushall, maybe could separate the scores. But if, you know, are they going to do that, you know, or are they going to go out and allow people to maybe stand around and you know, let the first period get by, and then you got 4 minutes to work. You know, that's the problem at heavyweight, is you gotta try to avoid letting that first period go by and spending 4 minutes as a heavyweight trying to win the match. But it is that competitive, and not that that can happen with several matches, but in the end, I do believe probably the champion will come out of the Big 12, and I know that Jared's good and ready, feels comfortable, and is looking forward to his last opportunity at this.
That's right. It is his senior year, as it is David Zabriskie's. Now, you mentioned Zabriskie. I didn't. Zabriskie, 18-2 in overtime matches this year. Seems to like
something?
I don't get it. I mean, if I was on a job and I knew I was getting paid for 7 minutes, I think I'd weigh out and pay my 7 minutes. But
it's just like I tell Rush Holt, you know, Rush Holt has a pretty good record in a few of those, but you don't know when those two are going to come. You know,
no, you don't.
you know, so. You know, I mean, we know that, and we tried to avoid that overtime, but he's done a good job when he's been there, and you know, what can you say? He's, like you said, he's 18-2. Knows how to win him.
I think Rochelle was, unhappy when it was over, only because it was over. I think he was enjoying the match a lot. I was. You're 57 and 74 pounders, Erisman and Benefiel did step up to the plate. I thought they had a tremendous day. Maybe not the night that they would have liked, but they finished second in their respective weight classes. How have you seen those two boys improve on the year?
Well, it's been a nice surprise. I mean, start with Benefield. I mean, we really didn't know if he was going to be ready this year. He went to Northwestern his first year, and then, you know, spent a year at a junior college. You know, so basically this kid hasn't wrestled a season since his senior year in high school in the last 2 years. You know, a normal full time, but he busted out for us in January, and he steadily improved and hit Dwyer from Nebraska, guy that I think that could win the weight class. But good effort, and I think he felt real confident about where he finished in the Big 12, and had a good 2 weeks. Erstman's he's a leader on our team of how to wrestle, you know, as far as the intensity and the spirit that you need on the mat. I love the kid, you know. I mean, he's got a tough uphill battle to even be an All-American. But I don't put anything past him because he not only competes hard, he's got the skills to score points, and he just needs to stay within his game plan. It's when he gets outside that game plan a little bit where he struggles. So I tell you, Erskine's been a leader for us in every way, as far as just what we're looking for, the spirit that we're looking for, and the habits that we're looking for.
You know, you take a look, Coach, at the number of Big 12 and the former Big 12 championships, if you will, and you've crowned a number. In other words, you've got a lot of trophies in that case under your watch. This is another year. This is one of the years with great history, with 70.5 team points at this year's 2010 Big 12 championships. OSU improved on last year's team total at the event by 30.5 points, making it the largest one-year improvement in conference history. Congratulations and a job well done to your coaching staff. Real nice indeed. Now, let's take a look at the top five schools, because I know when breaking down you know, your opponents and knowing what you have to work on, that Iowa is the team people are shooting at, but they only crowned two individual champions at the Big Ten this year themselves. They won the Big Ten, but they only crowned two. Is this a year where you and I have talked about parity before, and it's an old word now, but is this the year where we're really going to start seeing parity affect the overall gathering of team points and the ability to establish bonus points?
Oh, I think Iowa's got a pretty good advantage going in. I mean, I think that... I think Iowa State is a real threat. I think that we can be. I like that Iowa State and their older team as an opportunity and a little bit of experience on there. If they had Gaylord, it'd be sitting really good. But you know, I mean, but you can't look. You know, I know you can't look at what you don't have, but it's going to be tough. I mean, I think if somebody's going to knock Iowa off, there's going to have to be a lot of help. Just from the standpoint of, there's a lot of experience on there. There's a lot of guys that have been to Nationals. They've got several All-Americans on that team. They're coming off of some of those individuals coming off a disappointing weekend at the Big Ten. You know, you just can't replace that experience. I think that for us, for any team that's got a shot at knocking them off, they're going to have a little help from the field. The reason I say that is I'm not sure that there's a certain team like an Oklahoma State that can control their own destiny, meaning that we go in and we wrestle up to our potential and above it, we can win a championship. Well, it may even take a little bit more than that for us. I've taken many teams in there and told them, you know, we control our destiny. We wrestle up to our potential, we're going to win the championship. You know, we don't even from the standpoint of that we were that strong and had that much talent. So it's competitive. They definitely got a lead on the field, but it ought to be fun and it happened. But the one thing that for a team to perform and have a good outing and to have a chance of maybe standing on top at the end is you better embrace the challenge that you have ahead of you. You better be ready to win some one-point matches. You better be ready to get some third-period takedowns, because that's what's going to happen when you take nine guys to the championship. Not everybody's going to, you know, go out and win comfortably. There's going to be some hard-fought matches, and we need to embrace that if we're going to do well.
This is wrestling, and one young man who was largely looked at as a paper tiger early in the season is the Cowboy 97-pounder, Alan Golagayev. I guess I didn't look at him as a paper tiger, and here's why. He's been tutored by you, been tutored by Satyev, connected with great Olympians like Daniel Cormier and others that have really affected his life. His style is, for me, wide open. It's rough, it's tough, it's angular, it's elbows and knees. It's everything that you could ever want in a wrestler, but putting it all together in a collegiate style is a little difficult for some. He seems to have gathered it up nicely on the year. Can you talk about his progress?
Scotty's done a good job, you know, but what I've come to learn from the standpoint that I've always thought, but really reminded me of how tough collegiate wrestling is.
Yep.
It's so much tougher. There's so much more demand on you in a match than there is in freestyle. And, you know, this is a guy that, you know, you think about it a year and a half ago, you know, had no clue, you know, about the style of collegiate style wrestling, folk style. You know, my son, 13 years old, has more instinct than he does in collegiate wrestling. He just has no instinct. And what you realize is you don't pick that up. There's certain things that you come to a program like Oklahoma State or Iowa State or any college program. You come to them, and there's already things you know that coaches don't even need to go through, you know, from referee start to where you're at on the mat to, you know, to just – the little things. Well, with Z, he knew none of it, you know, and really realistically over the last year, we're reminding him of things that you learn when you step into a wrestling room for the first time over the first year of your, you know, wrestling career. A lot of little things, it took us almost 6 months to get him to quit locking his hands on top. So, you know, much less riding, much less trying to break a guy down, much less, you know, picking him up and throwing him back down. You know, none of those skills are really ever worked in freestyle. And, you know, this is a kid that started when he was 8 and wrestled freestyle from 8 to 18, 19, 20, actually 8 to 21. And all of a sudden he's thrown into different styles. So it's been real challenging. It's been a lot of frustration with it. From a standpoint of, you know, you should know this, and then you go back and go, no, why should he know this? He doesn't know this.
He doesn't know.
So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a tough season on him from standpoint of making weight, but he's really excited about the national tournament, and